The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Verse number 34-37. John 6:37-39. John 10:28-29. Hebrews 13:20. And Matthew 26:28. In Psalm 89:34-37, I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David. Put your name there. Where David is, put your name there. That his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. Let's just end there. This scripture is about our Lord Jesus Christ. He came out of David. From the lineage of Judah. Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 37 and 39. John chapter 6, verse 37 and 39.
John 6, 37
and 39. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose. Is it loss or lose?
Lose.
I shall lose. None. I don't know why this word is confusing me. That I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Amen.
Amen.
John 10:28.
I
give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant, some people say everlasting covenant, so I will be using the term eternal and everlasting interchangeably. Eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. Amen.
Amen.
My concern is the blood of the eternal covenant. Say the blood of the eternal covenant. Say the blood of the eternal covenant. Matthew 26:28. This is my blood of the covenant. Say this is my blood of the covenant. Say the blood of the covenant. Which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Shall we bow our heads? Say, Holy Spirit, take charge of my spirit. Take charge of my heart. Take charge of my soul. Commit yourself into the hands of the Holy Spirit. Commit yourself into the hands of the Holy
Spirit.
Open up right now. Tell the Holy Spirit, come and take over. Tell the Holy Spirit, come and take over. Let the blood of Jesus flood the entire chapel. Let the blood of Jesus sanitize everything here. And let the Holy Spirit take charge of every soul. Let the Holy Spirit take charge of every soul. Captain of Israel, host and guide of all who seek the land above, beneath thy shadow we abide, the clouds of
Survive.
I say we shall survive. You and I will survive because of the covenant. Because of the covenant. Because of the everlasting covenant. There is a covenant that is speaking for you and I. There is a covenant that is fighting. There is a covenant that is protecting us. Before we sing that song once again, Our theme this morning is engaging the eternal covenant. We are engaging the eternal covenant or the everlasting covenant.
Yep,
and the sub theme is lifting the cup of the eternal covenant. We are lifting the cup of the eternal covenant to break the unbreakables. To break the unbreakables. To break out and break forth. Oh, as friend, that grace our rule.
Jesus.
Beloved,
I don't know.
This morning,
Anopi,
we are lifting the cup of the eternal covenant.
Ye peja dada apam no kru ano.
Media, my notes are confused. My secretary, the thing is jammed. It's all jammed. It's confused. Anyway, let's go ahead. Don't come. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Beloved,
I don't know.
I want you to understand one thing. Before
Ansana,
you rise to fight somebody, there is something that we lose sight of, which is actually something that we should consider before we wage any war. Before you hit your hand on your chest, that I am this. I am that. I can achieve this. I can achieve that. There is something that should be your foundation. You must have something backing you. And that's what you call the covenant. That's what you call the covenant. Beloved,
I don't know.
In simple terms,
now only see our mono.
A covenant
Apamway
is just an agreement between a lesser being and the supernatural.
Yeah, some I got to mama onipani osro.
That is just the basic meaning of the word covenant. A covenant is an agreement. But there are simple agreements. And there are supernatural agreements. The reason why some of us, even though we are born again, our spiritual battles appear not to be ending.
I say,
it's because of some of the covenants that our ancestors
Na enam se ampem bia ye nananom.
Our fathers.
Ye ejanom.
Made.
Amuko remo.
With certain deities.
Any esubi.
With certain deities.
Any esubi.
Beloved.
Adaponom.
The biblical definition and view of a covenant is. A covenant is a divinely established institution that serves as the basis for God's undeniable commitment to his children. Get that? The biblical definition of a covenant is a divinely established institution that serves as the basis for God's undeniable commitment to his children. You can't get this anywhere. This is the definition the Holy Spirit gave. It's not from any book. It's from Holy Spirit through the Laliboja. And when you and you check the word divinely established institution.
Now, if
you
assume say or through
that serves as the basis.
Assume say
the word basis.
Assume assess here
for God's undeniable commitment. To his children. The next definition is a covenant is when God binds himself with an oath accompanied with an expensive sacrifice with eternal rewards for fulfilling the terms of the covenant or eternal condemnation or punishment for any violation. A covenant is what commits God to his children. A covenant is what draws God's heart to his children. A covenant is what gives God the legal authorization to act for his children. A covenant is what gives God the authorization to fight. To fight for his children. To defend his children. To deliver his children. To shield or cover his children. A covenant is what makes God's children fearless. Bold. Courageous. Confident. Invincible. Or unconquerable. In the Bible, we have two major covenants. The Abrahamic covenant.
Abraham apam
for the Jewish people.
Am I Jew for no?
In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 to 20.
Hey, Genesis, ma, etidunu chamba akopere di no.
And we, the modern day Christians, are also even covered by this Abrahamic covenant.
Ana yen impren prekiso fompo Abraham apam nupo ekata yenso.
According to Galatians 3:29.
Sani egalati fuhoma etimi ensa chamba di onu kro eka.
In that covenant, God promised a total deliverance.
And
establishment for the children of God. In that covenant, God promised the Jewish people a permanent protection and preservation. In that covenant, God also gave them total invincibility, that is, you can't conquer them. In that covenant, God also gave them their dominion and rulership on the earth. That was the covenant God made with Abraham for the Israelites. Or for Abraham and his descendants. Fortunately, you and I are also covered by that covenant. But there is a specific covenant that is the highest of all covenants. The Messianic covenant. The covenant that God the Father entered with the Son. That made the Son to come here on earth. Put on the flesh, our human nature. And die for us. That's the Messianic covenant. When Jesus Christ decided to condescend to take on human nature. To deliver mankind. From the bondage to fear. Banded to sin. Banded to Satan. Banded to death. And banded to hell. The Messianic covenant was when Christ became the Passover lamb. That was slain for our eternal redemption. Deliverance and salvation. The Messianic covenant is only in Christ. Even if the current Jewish people want to be part, they need to accept Christ. This Messianic covenant gives us the identity of God and identity of Christ. It gives us a new image in Christ. And it has qualified us to live and operate in the realms of the natural and the supernatural. This message was preached on the 3rd April 2022. All that I've read now, from 3rd April 2022. That is why the media, they mix it with the one for today because I took the definition from there. Beloved, I believe now you understand what the covenant is.
Sabri, de wati asie, niya eye apam.
I went to that definition to give you the definition of what the biblical meaning of a covenant. The Hebrew meaning of covenant is actually to cut. So in the Hebrew language we say, we cut the covenant because it involves blood. It involves an animal. It involves life.
Hebrew interest say I upon when say we go cha enti say we cha abu anti moja wo mu abu efremu.
Beloved, every covenant involves sacrifice.
Na upon biano afarebo ekahobi.
Every covenant involves terms and conditions.
Upon bian so it is ebataho
which must be obeyed.
I say ye osutie
by the parties involved.
Eye nipekuo waka upon no hobi.
In the covenant. For blessings.
Emma Ishira,
for rewards.
Emma Ketia,
or for punishment and judgment.
Any asotri, any atemu.
The eternal covenant.
E dada apamnu,
like I've said. Was the covenant between God the Father and the Son.
E apama, ewohoma, nyamie jani, nyamie oba.
So when the two of them were entering to this covenant. This covenant was for you, my son, go and offer your life to redeem souls. My only begotten son. That you go and offer your life to birth your kind on earth. That you Go and offer your life to restore what Adam lost to Satan. When we talk about the only because, it does not mean that Jesus, God brought forth Jesus. Jesus took on the form of a son to become a sacrificial lamb. The only way to restore man back to God was the need for a perfect sacrifice. A sinless blood. And the only sinless blood was the blood of Jesus. And so Jesus had to take the form of man.
And said,
I will go and die and offer my life so that anyone that believes in me becomes part of the covenant, becomes a covenant child, a covenant son, a covenant daughter. This covenant also said that you, my son, go and offer your life to retrieve what Adam lost to Satan. That, my son, you go and offer your life to give them my life.
Oh my God.
Go and offer your life and give them my life. My life to live on earth. I pray that the Holy Spirit will help you to understand this thing.
Yes.
If you understand this thing that I'm saying, you will never worry again. Every covenant has the person it bears. Every covenant bears somebody. So you and I, we are covenant children of God. This covenant came to give birth to us. We are recipients of the covenant. We in Christ are the children of the covenant. You see, the covenant do many things. Your survival in every situation is determined by the covenant. The kind of covenant that is backing you, or supporting you, or speaking for you. This covenant is a living covenant. That's why it is called everlasting or eternal covenant. It has no expiry date. So when you are a member of this covenant, when you are a child of this covenant, nothing of yours expires. Listen to me. Your dream is still alive. Your destiny is still alive. I say your dream is still alive. Your destiny is still alive. Every prophetic word that God has given to you is still alive. I say it's still alive. Covenant never dies. That was why Psalm 89 verse 34. I will never alter. I will never change. I will never violate my covenant or alter what my lips have. Okay. I will never. Has God ever spoken directly to you before? I don't know how God speaks to you. Has God ever spoken through a vision or a dream to you, or through prophecy? Whatever God has said to you, He will never violate it. His lips will never alter or change it. It is alive forever. I say it is alive forever. It is alive forever. It is alive forever. It is by covenant that you survive in every situation. It is a covenant that determines your survival, your victory, your success is by the covenant. And in this case, the everlasting or eternal covenant. Beloved, the covenant changes your case. I say your case is different. Let me tell you, two people can be going through the same thing, but their end will be different. I say your end, are you here with me? Your end will be different. Look, I say, two of you will be going through the same situation, but your end will be different. Your end will be determined by the kind of covenant that is standing for you, the kind of covenant that you are linked to, the kind of covenant that is speaking for you, that is standing for you, that is supporting you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, if you are clapping, clap for Jesus. You and I, we are children of an eternal covenant. An eternal covenant. Do you know why in Genesis chapter 26? Genesis 26, from verse 1 to 24. Do you know why Isaac succeeded in a foreign land? Isaac succeeded in a dry land, in the land of Gerar. Everybody was fleeing. Like people are running away from Ghana. People are running away from Africa. When Americans and other countries, they don't pray for visa to come to Ghana. But we enter 40 days fasting.
And America.
As a matter of fact, Ghanaians have even begging them to come. We in Ghana.
Yeah, you are Ghana.
Visa is a miracle.
Now visa, I am one dear.
People are giving testimony that they got a visa.
Visa.
But over there, visa is not a testimony.
Visa, they are not a
testimony. It's just a way of life.
Visa.
Everybody was running away from Gera.
Because
there was famine there. Isaac and they were running to Egypt. Because Egypt was then the most prosperous economy at that time. Isaac also wanted to go. His friends probably might have convinced him.
Oh, Mudada no.
Isaac.
Okay.
Egypt is now our future. Let's go.
My uncle B.
Isaac might have agreed. But the Lord came to Isaac.
Isaac.
You shouldn't go down to Egypt. You shouldn't go down. Isaac, stay in this land where everybody is running away. Stay here for a while. The NIV I use says for a while. And I'll be with you. and I will prosper you. Your descendants will take over the land and everything. Why was God telling Isaac, you stay here for a while? What was the basis? Because of a covenant. Because Abraham, your father, obeyed me and did everything required of me. Keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions. Because of Abraham. Abraham obeyed the terms of the covenant. Beloved, because of Abraham's God's covenant with Abraham, that is why Israel never loses or never lost. Did that English word never loses, my English is becoming something. That's why Abraham never loses a battle. Anybody who tries to fight that tiny nation, you are in trouble. Israel is surrounded by enemies. The whole nation is surrounded by enemies. A very tiny nation like the Volta region. They divided OT. The old Volta region was. The whole Israel.
Israel,
but that tiny country. All the forces in the world. Let's come together. They can't finish them. Do you know why? There is a supernatural power. We call it the covenant. There is a covenant that is fighting for them. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Verse 12. Let's look at verse 12. Isaac planted crops in that land. In the same year, reap a hundredfold. Because the Lord blessed him.
13.
This is the first time we see the three levels of blessings. Until your company. Until your company, your ministry, your talent, whatever you have, until it gets to this three level, you have not started anything. These are the three levels. Level one, the man became rich. Local level. Your business must be locally recognized. It must make a local impact. Look, sometimes when I hear some of the things that some of our members perform outside, I say, I don't know them.
I say,
because they haven't done that inside the church. They haven't. Charity begins at home. If that gift, whatever they are performing, is a genuine, they should start at home. Locally, you should be recognized. Your community, your talent, your gift, whatever, should touch them. The man became rich. Local level. His wealth continued to grow. National level. Until he became very wealthy. International and continental recognition or impact. Why? Because of covenant. Covenant. Isaac, not because of you,
and you went to,
but because of Abraham.
Nemum, and I'm Abraham T.
Beloved, as I stand here,
now I don't say me again.
Like I was telling you, I think within the week,
now,
there are some five families in my hometown. Those days. Every lawyer you want to find.
Open.
Every engineer. Every doctor. You find them in
You find them.
I started getting provoked and started asking questions. My God. One of them. The great grandfather. Was part of those who welcomed the missionaries. One of them, the great grandmother, fetched water for the missionary for 40 years. One of them, the great grandfather, was ringing the bell. Money devotion bell. Crying. He ran the bell for 42 years and died. One of them, the great grandmother, was feeding the mission with firewood. She did it for 35 years and died. When I look at myself, what was my great grandmother? What is my great grandfather? He was calling demons, idols, Jesus Christ. Let me tell you. Don't joke with your Christianity today. It has a direct effect on your children and your grandchildren.
And your great grandchildren.
I am telling you. It will lessen their battles. It doesn't mean that they will not have battles to fight. They have individual battles they are going to fight. But it limits their battles. Some of us, our battles are just too much. They are just too much. As I stand, I am tired. Everything is difficult. Things that people get cheap. I don't just get them cheap. Every cell in my body has really felt it. And you know my advantage? God picked me very early to start the battles at the age of 16. If I had wasted time, if God had picked me at 40 years, I wouldn't make it. But because he knew the battles ahead of me, at the age of 16, he beat me and started revealing himself to me. And I've been committed to him since that age up to today. Yesterday, I started praying from 2 a.m. 6 o'clock, I went to have my bath.
And I bought on Sam Kojare.
You tell every pastor pray 2 a.m.
Now, James, I saw you on the bumper. No, you know, my
every pastor woke up and pray 2 a.m.
So, be a son of bumper now. I'm watching on you know.
Why do you have to pray 2 a.m.?
And it's a bumper. No, no, you know.
When everything is already set, just is that to walk in.
Overnight,
you have your protocol.
No, who on crop
over you have everything.
Who will be a woman that
but you don't have it.
Now, there will need be. Kwana Kwada.
Sleep and see.
Kwada na here, dear.
But listen to me.
To me.
Even though I don't have any ancestral good history in Christ, Jesus Christ is my new beginning. As you sit down here, Jesus is your new beginning. Jesus is your new beginning. Jesus is your new beginning. The eternal covenant is your new beginning. It's your new beginning. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter who your parents are. It doesn't matter your past. In Christ Jesus, I say you have a new beginning. 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 to the person by you and tell them, Jesus is our new beginning. Jesus is our new beginning. Tell the person, Jesus Christ is our new beginning. The everlasting covenant is our new beginning. The eternal covenant is our new beginning. The past doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In Christ Jesus, you and I, our case is different. We have a new beginning. Listen to me, church. If you understand this thing about covenant.
Now, what is that upon us here?
Look.
Yeah.
Your case is different.
Why 7 years wrong? Go?
I say your case is different.
Why 7 years wrong? Go?
Do you know why your case is different?
Why 7 years wrong? Go?
Because of covenant.
And I'm a permanente.
That was why God picked an old man.
A
75-year-old man, Abraham. 65-year-old woman. The wife. To make a nation out of them. Why didn't God pick a 25-year-old? He picked 75. 65. Because he knew. Very soon. He will enter into covenant with them. And his covenant will make them. His covenant will make them. It doesn't matter your age. The covenant will make it to work for you. I said the covenant will make it. Let people laugh at you.
Mani pan sro.
The eternal covenant.
Da apamno.
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
Romans 8:28.
It is because of the covenant.
Ena ma permanenti.
That's why Romans 8:28.
Enti na Romans 8:28.
In all things. God works together for good. To those who love the law. To those who are in covenant. Those who are covenant children. Listen to me. Even your mistake, it will end into a blessing. Your mistake will end into celebration. Even in your mistake, it shall end you well. All things.
Vivibia.
Makala.
All things. Vivibia.
Liprokotora by Shakaraba
Sunday.
In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10.
Isaiah 3:10.
Isaiah 3:10. Tell the righteous. It will be well with them. For they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. Tell the righteous. Tell my covenant children. Because of the covenant, it shall be well. That was in the Old Testament. By the New Testament, it is already well. That was why Job said. In Job chapter 19. Verse 25 and 26. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that in the end, he will stand on the earth. After my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh, I will see God. What made Job to speak like this?
And then my Job, because I say,
Job knew there was a covenant.
Now Job
and at the end, did God stand for Job?
Yes.
Did God really stand for Job?
Yes.
The Bible said that the end of Job,
now, see, Job
was better.
Hey, yeah, Papa.
Was more glorious.
Hey, yeah, no,
listen to me.
Won't hear me.
You haven't seen anything yet. I say you haven't seen anything yet. What is it that has happened to you? How many disappointments have you suffered? How many broken hearts have you suffered? What level of poverty? What level of scarcity? What attack have you received? Listen to me. It is a passing by. It's just a passing by. Because there is a covenant. There is a covenant. Everything you are going through is inside the covenant. I say it's inside the covenant. You are not alone. There is a covenant that surrounds you. There is a covenant that supports you. There is a covenant that is standing with you. In the end, it shall end in testimony. It shall end in glory. It shall end in testimony. It shall end in glory. It shall end in testimony. It shall end in glory. It shall end in testimony. Don't give up. I said, 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 don't give up. There is a covenant. Don't give up. I said, don't give up. I said, don't give up. Yeah. Horses, come here. Look, the power of God is falling right now. Catch your miracle right now. Yes, at the back there. Yes, the anointing is falling. Yes. Chains are breaking right now. I said, chains are breaking. Listen to me. We limit ourselves. Because we listen to unbelievers. We are living by the systems of the world. Instead of living by the word. We are living by the systems of the world. Hey, this thing happened to this person. And this thing happened to the person. This person went through this. And so happened. So me too. Listen to me. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29, that because of covenant, the Israelites, they passed through the Red Sea on the dry land. But when the Egyptians, without covenant, when they were also tried, you haven't seen anything yet. God is going to use this message to revive Christianity before Jesus will come. Look, we are children of a new covenant. An everlasting covenant. An eternal covenant. He never expires. He never dies. The word eternal, the word everlasting, simply means the life of God that is lived in the natural realm. You are there, you can't sleep. You have stopped menstruating. Meanwhile, you haven't married. You haven't had a child. Because of that,
and I'm saying
you can't sleep.
What
you
mean now?
You are so worried. Your pressure, because of that, you have developed pressure. Listen to me. Covenant never expires. I said covenant never expires. Believe in the covenant. Get connected. Keep on declaring. Stand firm. And keep on. That you are a covenant child. Your womb will never expire. Your womb will never expire. Your body will never expire. Nothing of yours expires. Because covenant never expires. Yes. Yes, the power of God is falling there. Look, the power of God is falling all over the place. All over the place, Shakaya. Job 22, verse 29. When people are brought low, and you say, lift them up. Then you will save the downcast. Give it to me in King James.
Yes.
King James. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up.
Amen.
I said there is a lifting up.
Amen.
I said there is a lifting
up. Amen.
Look, I said there is a lifting
up.
Amen. Look, in this world, anything can happen to you. Because we are in a falling world. You know, there is a message God gave me. I don't know the day I will preach it. I read on Facebook that the former managing director of Capital Bank has been jailed for 15 years.
Yeah,
and somebody wrote a whole this thing that This man was supporting churches. This man was doing this for God. He was supporting Christian programs. But no Christian organization stood for him. Do you know the message God gave me this morning? Listen. Are you listening to me? God taught me this thing 10 years ago. That is why some things that I vowed
that
I will never do again, I'm still doing them.
That's why.
Look, I never knew I would stand here preaching like this to
you. Come on. Me,
you don't know me. In fact, that's like the way God handles me. Eh? It takes me time to decide. But the moment I decide, it will take God! It will take God! As those who are working with my decade, look, it takes me time to make a decision. I am slow. I want to be sure. But the moment my mind goes into this, it will take heaven.
I just saw a throne.
Look, somebody came to me. There was something I
said.
My wife told the person. There is fire. Yes. There is fire all over the place. It's true. There is fire. There is fire on the pulpit right now. Look, somebody came to me. It took me some time. It took me some years. When I make my decision, somebody came to me. Gladys said to the person, brother, go and pray. Go and pray. You know how long it has taken this man. This one, only God. That's how he is. That's why sometimes people think he's a foolish man. It takes time. But when he decides, it will take God. Listen to me before we pray. From today, take this.
Every net far away.
Anything you are going to do for God or for any human being, take what I'm going to tell you. Number one, you should know that.
And so who said,
why are you here on earth? Why did God place you here? He placed you here to become an expression of his love. An expression of his power. An expression of his glory. That was why God placed you here. So you are a channel of God. An expression of his wealth through you. When you make money, people must be blessed. Nations must be blessed. Communities must be blessed. The church should be blessed. So you see, God is passing his wealth through you as a channel to touch other lives. This is what you should understand. That is not the point.
It's
just the foundation. Now listen to the point. This thing should go. I will send it to Facebook. To answer those who are saying. And like in the church. Yes, it is true. It is very painful. Anything that happens to a child of God, the church should stand in prayer. Like Pentecost people stood for Tobinko. You know, there was a time when FDP, you don't know, the old ladies, those that they organize fasting and
prayer.
Me, as I stand here, you don't know. God said, don't tell them. If you know the Christians, business, executive, and companies that I have, that I pray for, they don't know me. Because once the person is a child of God, he doesn't have to be my church member. No.
We
are all in Christ. Now listen. Are you ready now?
Why crowd is abring?
That so see yourself as what? as a channel of expressing God's love, power, glory, favor, wealth to every dweller of earth. Number two, see the church, the believer, and every human being, every organization as a channel of expressing those things. They are just channels. Number three, understand this. God, understand God as your only sure source of reward. God is your only sure of reward. Please, no one will reward you. Only God rewards. As a matter of fact, you may pay school fees for somebody. The person will graduate and never remember you. You don't know the things I've suffered as I stand
here.
I have planned not to be saying these things again.
I have
gone through things in this church. Deacon Martin will not remember this.
When we were in the
wooden structure, there was this lady. The lady's problem was too much. The church took money and made a kiosk for her. She brought a bill of electricals. You remember there was an electrical something. That time Mr. Jano was not in the church. Deacon Martin, this man, clap for him, Deacon Martin. Provider electricals.
I'm an electrical.
Build a shop.
FBA shop.
I went and dedicated
it.
6 months after the lady left the church. Once a while she passes here. She left the church. Look, if you don't see God as your only rewarder, you become bitter and die and go to hell. Do you know why many Christians and pastors are going to hell? It's because of bitterness and offense. Some of you are sitting there. I'll be talking about you very soon. Telling people that we are not helping you. One day I will stand here and blow it. Unfortunately, what you tell people they hear, they don't come to find out. You don't know what it is. So see God as your only sure source of reward. According to Hebrews 11:6. Number four. Understand this, number four, that God's rewards are transgenerational. They are hot transgenerational. They pass from generation to generation. The next thing. Understand that God sees and rewards things done in secret. God sees and rewards things done in secret. Matthew 6:4. That thy arms may be in secret, and the Father which sees in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. So you see, the first one is all doing good. The second secret is prayer. But thou, when thou prayest, enter thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which sees in secret shall do what? Reward thee what? Openly. Verse 8. Another secret there. Be not ye therefore like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. He knows in secret. Beloved,
I don't know.
These things will keep you from every bitterness.
Now,
do you know what motivated Jesus Christ to say on the cross? Father, forgive them. For they know not. Do you know what motivated Jesus? It was because of this.
And I'm waiting.
Jesus knew that everything he went through was for God's purpose.
God
allowed it for him to become a channel. For him to inherit a name that is greater.
So,
from today, get off every bitterness. That you help somebody, the person doesn't mind
you.
You attended somebody's funeral. You yours
they
didn't come. If that's the way you are living your life, you are going to die early. I can promise you. You are going to die prematurely. Because there are some people they only enjoy, they only chop. But when you meet them, you will find them. You will find them. You will find them.
Look,
there are some things I had almost vowed I won't do.
But
10 years ago, when God taught me this, now I do it foolishly. Anything I do, I don't expect a reward from you. But you must always expect a reward. Don't just do anything. Expect a reward. From who? From God. And because there is a covenant that is speaking, shall we rise up right now? We want to lift the covenant cup. We are going to lift the everlasting covenant cup right now. Let's go into the communion quickly. We want to finish this within 15 minutes. But please listen to me. This morning I had a revelation. Nobody should pick two. Pick one. Pick one. If there is any, for any reason, that the Holy Spirit is prompting you to pick two, explain it to the leaders.
Would you
abuse the communion? Communion is not magic. It is not charm. You don't eat communion and go and live anyhow. Communion connects you. Communion shows that you are responsible. That you are going to live the terms of the covenant. You are going to live your responsibility by obeying God. Pick only one. I am not saying when you pick two, you are going to die. You won't die. I know somebody will by all means pick two. Somebody will still pick three. Human nature, I am telling you. Even what I'm saying, somebody will still pick three. Pick one. Eat for yourself. Eat for your family. No Bojua Christian. I'm telling you.
Jesus, Bojua be any ho. Le Karabasani.
You see, the enemy want to force the second coming of Christ quickly. He want to confuse things. That's why a certain group, I don't want to mention them. What is happening in Israel? Do you know who is behind it? And do you know why? Lord, I thank you. God told me this thing. When I woke up to pray, I just went on Facebook. As if word for word, what God told me.
I said, as someone some pepe no okosia.
A globalist, a few rich people, who want to reign. They want to determine how the population of the world.
One of us wants to send any pardon to say it's not a see.
That's why Africa.
It's in a big brimo.
Most of the things that are imported here.
In your mouth, I'm on the crowd. I'm on the crowd. I'm on the crowd. I'm
on the pray on them well.
Bosom pay
ye. They want to wipe us out. I am telling, look, if you know the things we are eating and we are still alive, if you know the things we are drinking and we are still alive, it is only God. They want to wipe out Africa and other
countries.
They want to determine how many people should live on earth.
One of us watching the Badu do say ethnic as is so.
The creams, the what? Do you know the things they have injected into them? Even the corona, is it corona?
Coronavirus.
Yes. The vaccine.
You
know that the one they brought to Africa is different? Do you know that the one they brought to Africa is different? You don't know? You don't know? You don't know. No wonder. When they are saying only Africa, we are worshiping God too much. Let's continue to worship Him. Because it's God who is keeping us. If it is not God, they would have wiped us off. So let Africa worship God more. And who said that Africa is only God we worship? Who said we don't go to school? Who said we don't work? Say, Lord, I thank you.
For the eternal covenant.
I thank you. That through the blood of Jesus,
through the blood of Jesus.
I have become a bona fide property, of the kingdom of God,
of the kingdom of heaven.
I have become
a bona fide member
of the kingdom of God,
of the kingdom of heaven,
of the kingdom of heaven. I have become
a child.
A child of the living covenant.
Of the living covenant.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Me.
I link up. To the blood of the covenant.
As
I lift this cup.
As I lift this cup.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I lift this cup. Of the eternal covenant. I lift this cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
I lift this cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
To break down.
To break down.
And banish.
To break down. And banish.
To break down.
And banish.
Demonic orchestration.
Satanic orchestration.
In this house.
In our midst.
As I lift.
The cup.
Of this eternal covenant.
I break down and banish.
I break down and banish.
Kale Baba, 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 Kale
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As I lift this cup.
As I lift this cup.
I break down.
I break down.
Occultic.
Occultic.
And witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
Advantage.
Advantage.
In the house.
In the house.
I break down.
I break down.
Occultic.
Occultic.
And witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
Advantage.
Advantage.
In the house.
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 Family.
Family.
Advantages.
Advantages.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Occultic.
Occultic.
Advantage,
advantage
in this house.
In this house,
as I lift this cup,
as I lift this cup,
break those advantages.
I break those advantages.
I break. I break.
I break those advantages.
I break
witchcraft advantage.
I break
demonic advantage.
I break.
I break them.
I break them.
Every aquatic advantage in this house. I break. I break.
I
lift this cup and break every advantage of the aquatic, of the witchcraft.
I break,
Lord. I break. I break,
I break,
I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break.
Name.
Amen.
Let me say this.
Amen, Kawe.
We are in the days of surprises.
Yo, Ahojiri Emrimo.
This morning,
Anope,
one of us here had a revelation about the altar.
That
there was a huge golden altar here.
I said,
with candles. Some women were standing in their women attire. Somebody also saw fire burning here. But this morning at dawn, the two have said a revelation. This one physical. A woman came. And they opened this place for her.
And I won't be a high man.
She entered. She's here right now. You are here, and I'm saying it. When she entered, somebody was passing by.
A
neighbor. Who is also a Christian?
Honestly, a Christian.
Something just held her.
Bibi esoni mo
to stop.
Se onyina
and watch inside.
No hwe emu.
And what that old lady was doing?
Na niasa abrewano oye.
It was shocking.
Na eyahujiri.
She nearly shouted.
Enka oya tiemo.
I am talking about this dawn. This dawn.
Okasa ba ahumati ende ya.
This dawn.
Ahumati ya o.
You see?
Oh yeah.
That person is a member of the church.
Sonia kono ya sorry ba o.
Member of the church.
I sorry ba.
Look, if you are not serious,
now, so when Imbria,
who told you that the devil is outside?
When guy is,
the devil is inside. He's inside. We are all containers. We are containers. We are chat. Look, when
I
any spirit, I open myself or can use me. When I stand there and I blow, let's pastor be patient. Thank God, a few years. How I want to go and sit down.
I want to rest.
Reading my books.
Writing
my books.
Not church on the home.
You don't know.
We are winning more.
Pray for pastors.
Bumpy myself for them.
That's why you, the young guys, who want to become. You say, I am not helping to be. It's not so. I have helped many people.
I see what
one day I will stand here and begin to blow things.
Now, crowbage in a higher. If I say, I can some.
And some of you who have believed wrong information.
Now, perception.
That's the reason why some of your prayers are not answered.
And tonight, Mumu be mon pay and also anywhere.
Say, we leave this cup.
We leave this cup.
Say every satanic hope.
Witchcraft
hope. Or center. In this house, let the power of this car scatter it forever.
Scatter. Scatter them by fire. Holy Ghost, scatter them.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, we leave this camp.
We leave this camp.
As we leave this camp.
As we leave this camp.
We break free.
We break free
by the power of this camp.
By the power of this camp.
By the power of eternal covenant.
By the power of eternal covenant.
In this camp.
In this camp.
We break free.
We break free.
Any company.
Any company.
Any business.
Any business.
Any establishment.
Any establishment.
Any career.
Any career.
Any individual.
Any individual.
That is going through.
That is going through.
Any satanic attack.
Any satanic attack.
Any witchcraft attack.
Any witchcraft attack.
By the power.
By the power.
Of eternal covenant.
Of eternal covenant.
In this camp.
Like this camp.
We break them free.
We break them free. We break them free. Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the power of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
In this camp.
In this camp.
Break free.
Break free.
Any marriage.
Any marriage.
Any husband.
Any husband.
Any wife.
Any wife.
Any family.
Any family.
In the house.
In the house.
Undergoing.
Undergoing.
Any kind of attack.
Any kind of attack.
Demonic attack.
Demonic attack.
Spiritual attack.
Spiritual attack.
Witchcraft attack.
Witchcraft attack.
Satanic attack.
Satanic attack.
Let the power.
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 Let them power.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
In this camp.
In this camp.
Break that attack.
Break that attack.
Break that attack.
Break that attack.
And break them free. Break them free.
Break that attack. Break them free. Break that attack. Break them free. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break that attack. Break that attack. Break that attack. Break them. Break them. Break them free. 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 Break them. Break them. Break that attack. By lifting the cow. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break them. Break them.
Say, as we leave this cup in this house,
as we leave this cup in this house,
every barrenness,
every barrenness,
every bachelorship,
every bachelorship,
every spinstership,
every spinstership,
every joblessness,
every joblessness,
every singleness,
every singleness,
every loneliness,
every loneliness,
let the power
of the eternal covenant
in this car,
in this car,
break and banish,
break and banish,
break, 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 break,
break and banish,
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 break and break,
break, break,
break,
break, break,
break,
break, break and banish,
break
off,
break and banish,
break
and
banish,
banish,
break and banish,
break and banish,
break, break,
break,
break,
break,
break,
break,
break, break and banish,
Amen.
Say anyone in our midst.
Anyone in our midst.
Anyone in the house.
Anyone in the house.
Including those online.
Including those online.
Going through any particular attack.
Going through any particular attack.
That they cannot share.
That they cannot share.
That no one is aware.
And no one is aware.
That no one is aware.
And no one is aware.
That they cannot share.
That they cannot share.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By the power.
By the power
of this eternal covenant.
Of this eternal covenant.
In this camp,
in this camp,
we break down that attack,
we break that attack,
and we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them,
we break them free,
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 we break
them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free, we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break them free,
that attack, attack,
we break them free,
we break, break,
break,
break,
break, break,
break, break,
we break them free,
we break them free,
we break,
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 we break, we break,
we break, we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break, we break,
we break, we break,
we break, we break,
we break,
Maya Kaba,
Kabo,
Rabba Baba,
Karaba,
we break them free,
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 we break them free.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say every delay.
Every delay
and postponement,
and postponement
in the house.
In the house.
Let the power,
let the power.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every delay.
Every delay.
Every stagnation.
Every stagnation.
Every setback.
Every setback.
Every postponement.
Every postponement.
In this house.
In this house.
Let the power.
Let the power
of this eternal covenant.
Of this eternal covenant.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
Break it right now.
Break it right now.
Break every delay.
Break every delay.
Break every stagnation.
Break every stagnation.
Break every setback.
Break every setback.
Break every postponement.
Break every postponement.
Break it.
Break
it.
Break every postponement.
Break
every setback. Break every delay.
Break
every stagnation. We break it.
We break,
break.
We break,
love. By the power of the eternal covenant, by lifting this cup, we break every delay,
we break
every postponement, we break, we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break, we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break, we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
we break,
amen.
Say by faith.
by faith.
Before we make the final distribution, we will take. Say by faith.
By faith.
We receive.
We receive.
The broken body.
The broken body.
This is the evidence.
This is the evidence.
That Jesus Christ was sacrificed.
That Jesus Christ was sacrificed.
As a sacrificial lamb.
As a sacrificial lamb.
To redeem me.
To redeem me.
And to make me to become.
And to make me to become.
A bona fide property of God.
A bona fide property of God.
And to place me.
And to place me.
In the place of God.
In the place of God.
In the place of advantage.
In the place of advantage.
I eat.
I eat.
For divine advantage.
For divine advantage.
For divine acceleration.
For divine acceleration.
For divine speed.
For divine speed.
For divine recognition.
For divine recognition.
For divine grace.
For divine grace.
For divine favor.
For divine favor.
These are all my portion.
These are all my portion.
I eat them.
I eat them
in this broken body.
In this broken body.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
I eat for my healing.
I eat for my healing.
I eat for my deliverance.
I eat for my deliverance.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat right now?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 7 verse 3. Do not destroy the trees until we have placed a mark.
Do
not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Say, I receive the blood.
I receive the blood.
Say, I receive the blood.
I receive the blood.
As a seal.
As a seal.
Against.
Against.
The evil of our time.
The evil of our time.
The wickedness of our time.
The wickedness of our time.
I receive the blood.
I receive the blood.
As a seal.
As a seal.
Against.
Against.
The wicked in the system.
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 The evil in the system.
The evil in the system.
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
The name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
I drink the blood.
I drink the blood
on my own behalf.
On my own behalf.
On behalf of my family.
On behalf of my family.
Mention your family right now.
My wife and children.
Kama yakata. I bring them all into this blood.
I bring them all.
Rakuta kaba.
Karabasu.
Likroto ratahamota.
Librika.
Hipakaya masa. I drink.
I drink. Librika.
Against premature death. Against any form of evil or wickedness. La rata kosheke. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
By faith, shall we drink right now?
I know what did you mean.
Kaya Baba Baba Baba. Say in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
I break free.
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 Every dream.
Every dream.
In this house.
In this house.
Every destiny.
Every destiny.
In this house.
In this house.
Every testimony.
Every testimony.
In this house.
In this house.
Every testimony.
Every testimony.
In this house.
In this house.
Every prophetic word.
Every prophetic
word. In this house.
In this house.
Every prophetic dream.
Every prophetic
that has been given to anybody.
That, been given
that
to
is
anybody.
Not manifesting.
That is not
we
manifesting.
Break them free.
We 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 break them free.
Every marriage.
Every marriage.
Every husband.
Every
wife,
every wife,
every child,
every
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free.
Every business,
every business,
every contract,
every contract,
every contract,
every contract,
every promotion,
every promotion,
every promotion,
every promotion,
every protection,
every protection,
every position,
every position.
We break free, we break free,
we break free, we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
we break free,
every expectation,
we break free, every establishment,
as we break. Clap your hands. Clap your hands right now.
We break free. We
clap your hands right now.
Break free.
Break free.
Break free.
In the house.
Break free.
Marriages.
Break free.
Husbands.
Husbands.
Break
free. Singleness. All the singles in the house. Break them into marriage. Break them free. All singles. All bachelors. All barren. Break the womb free. Marry wombs. Break them free. Break them free. Break them free. Break marriages free. Break husbands free. Break wives free. Break children free. Yes, 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 yes.
Break free.
In the house,
break free,
that heaven has approved,
that heaven has approved
for this house,
for this house.
We break it free,
we break it free,
we break it free.
And
the blessing that heaven has approved,
that heaven has approved
for this house,
we break it free,
we break it free,
we break it free,
we break it free,
we break it free.
Financial blessing,
economic
blessing, spiritual blessing for the house, we break them free. Yes, break them free.
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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bra Kwesi, come. Church, strength of your hands over Bra Kwesi right now. Let's break him and the family free. From every attack. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus.
By the lifting of this car.
We break free.
Your son.
Your son.
His wife.
And the children.
We break them free.
We break them
from any attack. Clap your hands right.
Break them free.
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 We break them free.
Break them free.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Any blessing. That is meant. For members of this house. That the enemy has hijacked. Contracts,
businesses,
open doors,
and breakthroughs
that are meant for the people of this house,
for the people of this house,
and the partners that are following online,
all over the nations,
everyone connected to this, we break those blessings free
by
the power of this car.
We break free.
And the blessing. Any breakthrough. Any open door.
Any open door.
Any contract. Any business. Yes, yes, yes.
We break free.
We break free.
We break free. We break free.
Any financial blessing.
Financial blessing. We break free. 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 Makabo ya baba baba. Le breke reke teke re baba baba. Le breke reke teke. Le breke baba baba. We break free. 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 Le breke reke bebe bebe. Le breke reke teke bebe. Le
breke baba baba.
Amen.
Satanic doorways.
Satanic doorways
and gateways
and gateways
in this house,
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 in the lives,
in the lives
of every member of this house,
every member of this house,
every satanic gateway,
every satanic gateway
and doorway,
and doorway
in this house,
in this house,
and in the members,
and the members
of this house,
of this house,
with the power,
with the power
of the communion,
of the communion,
of the eternal covenant,
of the eternal covenant,
we shut down,
we shut.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
Shut down right now.
We shut down.
Satanic gateways. Satanic gateways.
And
doorways. In this house. In marriages. In businesses. In companies.
We are arrested. And shut down. We are arrested. They shut them down. We are arrested.
Shut down. Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
We are arrested.
Shut down.
Shut down. Shut down.
Shut down.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Shut down.
We shut down. Get twisted.
Shut down.
We
shut down. We break. Shut down. We shut down. And we scrap them. We shut them down. We tap up. We tap. We tap up. We shut them down. 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 We shut them down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Two more prayers.
Say
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every satanic advantage.
Every satanic advantage.
In the war that is going on.
In the war that is going on.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East.
With Israel.
With Israel.
Every satanic advantage.
Every satanic advantage.
By the power.
By the power.
In this camp.
In this camp.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
We shut it down.
We shut it down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
Every satanic advantage.
Every satanic advantage.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
In that
wall,
we shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down. We shut down. We shut down. We shut down. Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Shut down. Shut down. We shut down. Every satanic advantage in the wall that is going round in Israel. We shut down. 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 We shut down.
We shut down. We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down. We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down. We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down. We shut down.
Amen.
You know, the Bible enjoins us to pray for the peace in Jerusalem. The last thing we want to do for the nation. And you say something prophetic about yourself.
Now I can be in commission.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As we leave this camp.
As we leave this camp.
We shut down.
We shut down.
Every satanic advantage.
Every satanic advantage.
Every occultic advantage.
Every witchcraft advantage.
Every witchcraft advantage. Over this nation, Ghana.
Over this nation.
Over the borders of Ghana.
Over the borders of Ghana.
We shut down. Today I want to announce this. Somebody in Abel should say it in the Bible. Please. Everybody listening to me. For the first time I'm going to say this. We have cameras around. Recently, an elderly woman picked somebody's back. It was camera that show who. And the person was already walking going. With somebody's bag.
And you'll be bag. I want to get out
of
the And the person followed. And went and tap, Mama.
Mama,
give me my bag.
For me bag, mommy.
So your bag in arm.
And she just left the bag.
You call that say bag on.
Thank God for cameras now. Look, all over my office, everywhere there are cameras now.
I see baby.
Both spiritual, both physical and spiritual cameras. How did a person see this woman who came and did something here this morning? Do you know where the person was standing? The person was passing by somewhere. And the Holy Ghost just said, stop, watch inside. And that person is sitting down here right now. You see, sometimes when I stand here and I blow up, please pray for me. You don't know.
Daddy, you don't know what daddy is saying.
I am saying this because of what you are going to do right now. Say
the power
of the eternal communion. Say the power of the eternal covenant.
In this communion
has broken me
out into my liberty.
And so now I walk into my freedom.
I walk into my freedom.
If you don't know, you pick anybody something. A camera will arrest you. We shall disgrace you. Yes, walk into your dream.
Walk into
something right now.
Walk
into your liberty.
Walk
into your healing.
I walk into my healing. I walk.
Walk. Yes. Walk into your marriage.
I walk into my marriage.
Walk into your promotion.
Yes.
Walk into your new rank.
I walk. I walk over.
Change your position where you are. Change your position. Walk out of that place.
I walk into my position. I kabata rakaba. Walk into your healing.
I walk into your deliverance. Yes,
to my deliverance.
Walk.
I walk.
See yourself in that dream.
Yes, oh Lord.
Walk into your dream.
Walk
into your expectation.
Walk
into your answers. Yes.
Walk
into your prophetic word.
Yes.
Walk into it. Walk into it.
I walk.
Yes. Yes. You are walking out of something to something. Walk out of something to something. Walk your marriage out. Walk your husband out. Walk your wife out.
Walk
your business out.
Walk
your finances out.
Le karasata ba yakoba ay kalama le kalababa le kale braske le kere baba le broske rakaba yandaba le kabalo broko.
Yes. Yeah. There is a change. There is a turn around. Yes. Walk your miracle out. Walk your business out. Walk out. Walk your finances out.
I walk my dreams out. I walk my finances out. Lekaya bababa. Lekara bababa. Lekare brakabaya bababa.
Walk it out right now. Walk yourself out. Walk yourself into something. Walk yourself into something. Walk your marriage into something. Walk your career into something.
Walk
yourself into another realm.
Into another position. Into another position.
Yes.
Lekaba
Walk yourself out of every limitation. Out of every limitation.
Out of every delay, I walk myself.
Take your position now.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things
possible.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.